Jillian, hey, how are we doing with those codes?
Not good. I messed up and I accidentally deleted Alice's outgoing message and now I have to record a new one. How does this sound? Hi, you've reached Alice. I'm Alice and this is my voice and I'm the boss. Leave a message.
I installed a urinal in the bedroom. In the bedroom on the wall. And
excuse me?
And the mold is directly underneath that.
You installed what on your wall?
A urinal. You know, like a bathroom for males.
Why would you do that?
Because it was too far to walk to the bathroom.
Are you ill?
Kind of. I have bladder issues.
Well, you did this. You're going to be responsible for getting rid of this. You're not supposed to do that. Are you home now?
Well, you can't have us living in a place that has mold.
Well, you're not supposed to be putting urinals in bathrooms, and if that's where it's coming from, you're the one that created the problem.
I didn't put the urinal in the bathroom. I put it in the bedroom.
And where is the mold?
It's directly underneath the urinal. But see, there was no drain...
Are you home now, sir?
Yeah, there was no drainage pipe in that wall, so I just had the drain pipe go into the wall. So basically, it's not draining anywhere. It's just, you know, it's pooling inside the wall there.
What is? Your urine?
Yes.
Are you insane?
I figured that'd be okay, because it's not okay.
Is Marsha and Bruce even living there?
It doesn't get used more than, like, maybe twice a night.
I don't care. Is Marsha and Bruce living there?
They're not here right now.
For how long are they gone?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're their son. Did they go away for a week?
Bruce is at work right now.
All right, I'm sending my husband over there now.
I don't see why you're getting so mad at me, because I'm just trying to explain.
I'm getting mad at you because you've done something that I've never even heard of in my entire life.
You've never heard of someone installing a urinal?
Never. Never.
You know urinals exist, right? It's not like a made-up thing.
No, they exist, but putting it in a wall and it's got no place to drain?
Well, maybe you guys should come over and put a drain pipe in.
Well, maybe you should take the damn thing out. I am calling my husband.
I'm not taking it out because I have medical issues and I need the urinal in the bedroom.
You are not having a urinal, young man. I will call my husband. Are you home now?
We clearly are having a urinal because it's there right now. We're not taking it out.
Young man, are you home now?
Yes, but if you come over, I'm not opening the door because I don't want my urinal taken out. So good luck getting in.
I'm calling Bruce and I'm calling Marsha right now. I've never heard of anything so ludicrous. I'm calling them, okay?
Well, they're going to agree. They're not going to let you take the urinal.
No, they're not going to agree.
You can't take the urinal out.
Yes, we can.
I need it.
We can do whatever we want.
For health reasons, and it shows in our lease.
You rent it.
It shows in our lease.
You don't have it draining anywhere. You have it draining into a wall that could affect other people.
You can't discriminate against health reasons.
It's not a health reason, sir. We have
it. It is a health reason. I have bladder cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. I really am.
You don't sound sorry because you're trying to take away my treatment.
No, my son just passed away from cancer, and he had bladder cancer and lung cancer, and we did not install a urinal. Okay? So don't tell me it's
maybe
a health
that's
issue.
The problem. You ever think of that?
No, it is not the problem. Don't be so sarcastic. I am calling Bruce right now.
Fine. You're not getting my urinal.
Hello.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got something leaking in my apartment.
What apartment are you calling from?
I'm in apartment 303, the first tower.
Okay, and where is it leaking?
It's kind of leaking from the top. I don't know if,
in what room?
I don't know. In the bedroom. Have you talked to Bruce recently? I haven't seen him recently.
Bruce who?
Bruce and Marsha, the people that live above me.
How do you know them? I'm just curious because I'm getting some really weird phone calls today.
Well, because we're neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And where do they live?
They live in 403.
Okay, the phone calls I've been getting last week, phone calls have just been bizarre.
How many did you get?
I've received two.
Two calls?
I'm not going to tell you the content of them, but it's concerning this. Now, you say it's leaking in your bedroom?
Yes, so two calls before me?
You don't need to know about that. I just want to know. 303 Tower 1. Are you at home now?
Yes, of course my home. It's leaking down here.
Okay. I will call my husband and I'll have him go over to your
suite. Wait, were they also complaining about leaking?
No, I'm not going to get into it, what the phone calls were about. I just had a bizarre.
Can you tell me, did Bruce and Marcia go out of town?
I'm not telling you anything, okay? Other than my husband will be at your suite soon.
Hey, you don't have to be a bitch about it.
I'm not being a bitch. All right, and I don't appreciate you calling me. It's just none of your business. I'm trying to tell you that tonight.
Well, then why did you say it in the first place? You shouldn't have said anything in the first place.
Okay, listen, Erica, my husband will be there in a few minutes, okay? Thank you.
How did you know my name?
I'm the manager.
You know everybody in the building?
That's my job. Your name is Erica Kamee, and you moved in October 15th of 2011. And I have your phone number and everything.
Wow. Well,
what
it's...
Mean, wow?
Because okay. If you're so good at managing this building, why is there a leak?
I have no idea, Erica. That's why I'm going to have my husband be there, okay? Thank
what
you.
Is this about?
Goodbye.
Thanks for that opening music, Johan. He has a bunch of A's in his name. I have to say it like that. I put a link in the show notes to his SoundCloud if you want to listen to that in higher quality or whatever. So, hey, everyone, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 443, and this one is sponsored by Matt Z. Thank you, Matt Z, for being a supporter on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Matt Z gets an extra show every week, sometimes two, and access to a big archive of extra secret shows that nobody else gets to hear except for people like Matt Z and Robert S and Jason B and David J, King Richard Gobi, Teen Wolf Jesus, Sean L, Miguel F, Buster C, Murray K, Julian J, Todd L, Nagler, Xander Fett, Kuraz. Those are a few of the people last month that I didn't get around to making them sponsors of shows, I don't think. Or maybe I did. I can't remember. I can't keep up with all this stuff. All I know is they're good people because they support the show. They keep more shows happening. This whole thing's just totally getting out of hand at this point. Someone needs to put a stop to it. Today is Saturday, February 24th, 2018, and I did a live show this morning. I was going to try and do some of Tim Riggy's, his demands on me, those time capsule calls. Even though I've already done some, I really wanted to do some more on a live show. But that didn't go quite as planned as you'll hear in the first part of the show. But after that, it picks up. Just hang in there, everyone. I'm sure I'm going to edit most of the first part of the show out because people just were not answering and things were not working out. Maybe just skip forward 10 minutes or so. I don't really have any show notes or anything, though, so I guess we'll just get right into it. Here is today's live show. So hello, everyone. Happy Saturday. I'm doing a live show. I don't know what I'm going to do. I still have all this damn, what is it called, like time capsule stuff. Who sent that to me? Tim Riggy. He's like just insisting that I do time capsule calls. I did one time capsule show. I don't feel like I used up all of his ideas, though. So maybe we'll do some more of those. I've got a big old list here from someone named Pyro. I don't know. It's a list. It's a list of people's names and phone numbers, their address. We could do some roof removal calls. We could do some True Green calls. It's got their phone numbers and their cell phones. They all work in a school, like a private school thing, but so I guess we can't call the school because it's Saturday. They probably won't be there. So yeah, we've got things we can do here. I'm not going to do a long, super long show, so don't get too comfortable. I got shit to do today. Alex Patterson wants to know which chat room I'm going to be reading. I have them both here on the same screen. I'm mostly paying attention to the Mixler, but I am kind of looking at the other one. The thing, the Discord, the PLA Discord. So, I don't know. Let's get started, I guess. Thanks, Pyro, for this list. It's a huge list of people. They're all over on the East Coast. Maybe we could just start out with a True Green call to get warmed up. Let me find Tim Riggy's time capsule list. He just mostly sent a gigantic list of ideas because he really wants me to do time capsule calls. And whatever Tim Riggy wants, Tim Riggy gets. Maybe nobody on this list will pick up at all. I don't know. It's probably just going to be a shitty show for all we know. So let's try the first one on the list. Anna. I'm calling from her area code, 420-6969.
Hello. Please leave a message after...
Oh, let's hack their answering machine. It'll be funny. Ruining my show.
Your call has been forwarded to...
I hate Anna. What's Anna doing on a Saturday that she can't pick up her phone? She's a teacher, damn it. Hello, Kevin? He picked up, but he just sat there. You gotta say hello, Kevin. Come on. Kevin, you gotta say hello. You're supposed to say hello. Why is he just... Okay. Kevin!
Hello?
Oh, hey, you said hello this time. Yay!
Oh, who is this?
Oh, you forgot to say hello before. This is Steve Dave from True Green. I needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn.
Okay.
We were supposed to do the neighbors, but we accidentally did your lawn instead.
Okay.
So, yep, your grass is no more. I'm guessing you're not home right now? Ah, come on, Kevin. He definitely wasn't home. I wanted to tell him that we pulled up his lawn. We just replaced it. We put down a bunch of dirt. That's it. That's what we did. We need to find people who aren't home. I should have been like, incidentally, there's a roofing company here. They're tearing off your roof. I can put them on the phone for you.
Be like, hello, this is Royco. Royco Roofing. On the phone.
Hello. Oh, I don't have this lady's address.
Hi, this is Maggie Alvin.
So that's good that she didn't pick up. So for those who've never been on a live show before, you know, listen to a live show, it's like 30 minutes of songs and then a bunch of phones ringing. Nobody ever picks up. And through the magic of editing, I take the few that picked up and make a podcast out of it. So don't worry, this is normal. It's always boring. Oh, hello.
Your message, I'll call you.
Ah, shit. Mark. Mark tricked me with his machine.
The Bannock family.
Please leave a message.
Wow. Sounds like a very pleasant wife. Okay, Madeline, she's going to pick up for sure. I have a good feeling about this one. Big money, big money.
Hi, you reached Madeline. Leave.
I have a really good feeling about this next one, you guys. He's going to pick up for sure. His name's Robert. What person named Robert would not be home on a Saturday sitting by the phone? It would be crazy if he doesn't pick up.
Hello?
Hello, Robert?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from True Green. We accidentally sprayed your lawn. Did you know about that?
Steve, you're from where? I'm sorry.
True Green, you know, the grass company?
Yeah,
we sprayed your lawn. We were supposed to do your neighbors. You're not home right now, are you?
I'm at Academy. Are you sure you're talking to the right person? I'm on campus.
Oh, no, I'm talking about your lawn on Main Street.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I'm in a house on Academy's campus. Okay, I don't have a residence in town as you would normally mean that. I'm on the campus at Academy. You would have had a contract with Academy?
Oh, no,
is that
some,
true?
So, yeah, some people, they have independent contracts here where they live in the houses.
No, I doubt that's really the case. I mean, we have crew. Okay.
You don't know what you're talking about, lady. But no, what I'm saying is we accidentally sprayed your lawn instead of the one down the way.
Who's the name of the contract that you were intending to... Their
oh, I can't
I
tell you that.
Neighbors are.
You could be an identity thief, so I can't tell you that. But we did Main Street.
Yeah.
Like, are you home right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because we did this yesterday. And I don't see why you're being such a dick about the whole thing, because I'm just trying to tell you about a problem. So now I'm just confused. They live
on the school grounds? What? Should I be calling their business number? Is this like their? I'm so confused. I think I'm just going to quit this list. Fuck it, you know? What the hell is this? It's a private school. The teachers live at the school. You know how, like, it's weird to like, when you go out in public and you see your teacher somewhere and they're out doing normal things? You're like, oh my God, they have a life outside of the school. At this school, they don't. They're teachers all the time. They just live on the campus. That's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah, it's a cult. Exactly, it's a cult. I hate this list. I'm going to finish up the B's, and if I don't have any better luck in these next few numbers, then screw it. Got to move on to something else. And I don't have anything else prepared, so probably going to be a music break. Then I'll just give up and go off the air, pretend this never happened.
Hello?
Hi, Deborah?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm with True Green. I needed to let you know that we accidentally did your lawn today. Or not today, but we did your lawn.
Oh, well, we have another lawn service.
I know. We were supposed to do the neighbor's lawn, but they put the wrong address down. You're not home right now, I guess, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure did you do it today?
Oh, no, not today. It was recently, like a couple days ago. And have you noticed the problem yet?
Have we noticed a problem?
We put this grass eradicator stuff on it. It's supposed to make your grass just completely fall out. You're just going to have a dirt lawn. Because they were wanting to get rid of their grass and put down rocks and stuff. Put down, like, wood chips and all that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
In terms of, you mean you're telling me that you're going to kill our whole grass system? Yeah.
Well, no, we already did. It just takes a few days to take effect. Like, have you been out there? Has it turned yellow yet? Has it started to fall out?
Well, yeah, I'm looking at it now, yeah.
Is it kind of yellow?
Yep.
Oh, man, that has nothing to do with it being winter still. It's actually, you're going to notice it start to just kind of fly away like dust over the next couple days. And within a week, you're going to be left with nothing but dirt.
I'm speechless. How can a mistake be made like this?
It's like the neighbor, he just lives a little bit down the way. He put the wrong number, the wrong house number on the form here. So it's basically all his fault. The cool thing is, though, that the formula that we use, it actually turns your dirt blue. So it's not going to look like just normal brown, muddy dirt. It's going to look like blue dirt.
Yeah.
So your lawn's going to be blue. There's just not going to be any grass in it.
Well, we have like two dogs. So basically we're going to have mud pits from the front and the back. Like,
well, can
and
you,
that the whole thing has to be reseeded again?
Can you really call it mud, though, if it's blue?
No, but I have two dogs that are labs that run in the yard. So you're telling me that the whole grass is going to have to be reseeded again?
Well, reseeding is not going to work. You're going to have to put rocks down or wood chips or something. Because this stuff is pretty much permanent. But it's not like they're going to be tracking mud in the house. If they go out and they run around in the yard, they're going to be tracking like blue. It's like they stepped in blue
paint. You're telling me that I'm not going to have any grass at all, and I have to put wood chips down?
That would be the best bet at this point. It'll be ready for grass seeds in another 5 years. This is like the industrial strength formula.
You're kidding me.
No,
we're selling our house in like a year.
Oh, so
so you're telling me
good.
That you just killed all of my grass in the front and the backyard?
Yes, all of it. But it's for the best. Like, when you think about it, grass is kind of like an uppity thing.
I don't understand. Hold on, I'm putting my husband on the phone.
Well, grass is just pretentious, is what I'm...
Is this a joke? Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Bond.
Hi.
So, yeah, we just... The neighbor, he put down the wrong address on the form here. And I guess we did your lawn instead of his lawn. And he's upset because we didn't use the stuff on his lawn. So now we've got to refill the container and come back. And that's a lot of money. But your grass, what?
And who are you with? Which company are you with?
True Green.
And who did you do work for?
Well, just a guy down the street. I'm not allowed to give out customer information to, you're not him.
And what's your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
I'm sorry, EJ?
Yep, EJ Williams.
Okay, you're from True Green. Your number is, what's your phone number?
It's on the caller ID there. Just look on the caller ID. It's right there. But yeah, your grass is going to fall out, and it's probably started to turn yellow already. Within a week, it's just going to be a mud pit out there, basically.
Uh-huh.
Or not a mud pit. You know, that's what your wife was saying. She's right. Got that in my head because she's overreacting. Right. But no, it's just going to be dirt.
So how are you guys going to correct this?
We are going to refill our truck and do the correct neighbor's yard. He's pretty upset that it didn't happen this weekend because he was going to start laying down the bark chips and rocks and landscaping stuff.
Right. So, but how are you going to fix our yard?
Well, she said you're moving in a year anyway. She said it didn't really matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? This has got to be a joke.
No, I wouldn't.
If you put down some and you tell me you're killing our yard, you got to fix it immediately.
It's not really our fault because the neighbor, he put down the wrong house number. And we just did what was on the form. So I'll let him know he needs to contact you and fix that.
Well, what you need to do is have a lawyer from your company call us. Because, I mean, we're suing you. You guys did the wrong yard.
Yeah, well, no, it's not our fault, though. Like, we've got the paperwork here that shows that the neighbor wrote down the wrong address.
Okay.
Or, he gave it to us. Or maybe just the guy typed it in wrong. I'm not sure. But it's definitely the wrong address on here.
Okay. So this is either a joke or...
I don't see why you think this is a joke. And I also don't think... I don't see why you're eating on the phone. It's very disrespectful. It sounds disgusting.
This is a joke, damn it. Somebody pulling a prank.
No.
Yeah. So, anyways. So what's the name of the neighbor? You can't tell me?
Well, I can let the neighbor know to get in touch with you and he can fix your lawn.
Okay, thank you.
And if you want to know this isn't a joke, I can put my supervisor on the phone. Oh, man. Everyone's telling me to do the hold music. I was going to get my supervisor. But nope. I wish she hadn't put her husband on the phone. She was upset. He just knew it was a joke right away. What the hell? Is this some kind of a joke?
Hey, it's Crazy Calvin.
Hey, Crazy Calvin. I don't take kindly to jokes here.
Hey, well, at least you have someone who actually is talking to you now instead of not answering.
That's true. Here, you should talk to them if they pick up.
All right.
It's all yours.
What are we doing again?
I don't know. It's the same guy. Just tell him to eat a brick. I don't know.
All right, I got a good one.
Well, it's...
Hello?
Hello, this is Reverend Roy from the Church of the Jemima's Witnesses.
You fucked it up. You blew it.
Yep.
You blew it, Crazy Calvin. God damn it.
Oh, no.
Don't ever call again. I like how someone in the chat room's like, how is he talking to a voicemail? That's weird. Okay, so a person picked up. I've been on the air for 42 minutes now, and a person picked up. That's pretty great. At this point, we have a hobosode I can make. I mean, we had two people pick up, but that other guy doesn't count because he didn't do anything. Damn it, True Green was supposed to be like a warm-up. I was just going to do a True Green call or two. Start doing time capsule calls.
Hello?
Hello, Thomas?
Yes.
This is John. I'm with the city of Hamden.
You're with what?
The city of Hamden. Can you hear me? Where are you at?
I'm down in the Keys.
In the Keys?
Yeah, I'm working down in the Keys.
In the Keys? Like the like way down there? Like below the U.S.?
Like Key West. Yeah, I'm a big pine tree.
Oh, la-di-da. Okay, so, yeah, there's a problem with your house here in Hamden.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it's just that we're trying to lift it up because there's a time capsule underneath it. I'm sure they told you this when they sold you the house.
Yeah.
And we're trying to lift it up. It's really loud there. Why do you have to be in such a loud place?
You're trying to lift my house up?
Yeah, we tried to lift your house up, but half of it fell down. We didn't have the thing in right. Because the time capsule...
Where is this house? Where is the house located?
On Highland Avenue?
Oh, that's not my house.
Oh, crud. Whose house is that?
It's my friend's house.
Oh.
You're trying to lift his house up?
Yeah, well, we lifted half of it up. But then the other half, we didn't have it hooked up right. We forgot to put the little brace thing in there, and it just fell down. So half of the house is lifted up. I think it's okay because we can still get under to get the time capsule out.
You want to lift the other house up?
No, I think we can do it with just this half. So why is it so loud there? Where are you at?
I'm at a little restaurant down here.
Okay.
What do you want me to do?
I'm just letting you know, we lifted up your house, and only half of it, we were only able to keep half of it up. The other half fell down.
Yeah.
Can you just cover the receiver? Can you just cover the receiver and be like, shh, really loud?
What's that?
Nothing.
What do you want me to do?
Tell everyone to shut up. Because I can barely hear you.
So what are you going to do with the house?
I'm having a hard time concentrating.
Oh, well, that's good. So now you lifted my house up and half of it fell down or something. You're trying to tell me?
Yeah, half of it just slammed down to the ground. It's fine, though. We're gonna finish lifting up the front half, though. And we're going to, unbury the time capsule. It's about 20 feet underground.
Yeah.
And then we will set the rest of your house back down.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
I don't think this...
What were you... What?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate this prank call?
I rate it as pretty stupid.
Shit. That's not a number, but what is that, like a 1 then?
I don't know, man. You're really kind of wasting my time, buddy. All right. I got your number. I'll look you up sometime.
I'm not your buddy, pal.
You're not?
No. Don't call me buddy.
Okay.
Chief.
I'll call you whatever I want. Shut the fuck up, you idiot.
What? Well, that was worth it for him to tell me to shut the fuck up. So I don't know. Should I keep up with these numbers? I'm kind of bored with this, to be honest. The whole living situation here is all weird. I don't get it. They live on campus or something? What the hell? Oh, here's another guy with the same address as that other guy on Main Street. Exact same address. So it's like a teacher house. I see several of them in here. So I definitely can't do calls where they're with their lawns. Oh, some of them anyway. I've got another plan though. I'm going to find another list. Give me a second. I'll be back in just a minute.
We're so sorry.
Okay, plan number two. Got everything figured out here. I got this request. I guess we're not going to do time capsule calls anymore. Thanks to that dumb list that Pyro sent over. That's weird Academy numbers. So this next list, it is from Slug Powder. This is basically, I'm going to be copying exactly what XYZ did last week. I'm going to call up every store in a mall. I'm not going to tell them to be quiet, though, because that would be total copying. Well, maybe I will a few times. But Slug Powder, back in November of 2017, he sent me a list of a mall. It's like all the stores in a mall. Basically, he just sent me their website. But it's got a map here. I can search the map. I can see exactly which stores are around it. Like this first one here, I guess I'm going to call, is American Eagle Outfitters. And they're right across the hall from Urban Outfitters. I don't know. Should I tell him to stop giving me fucking snake eyes or something? Are they related somehow?
Thank you for calling American Eagle.
Accuse them of leaving Upper Deckers in the men's restroom. Okay, Jim Bob.
No, not even. America Eagle, this is Lydia. May I help you?
Hey, Lydia. This is Chad over at Urban Outfitters across from you.
Oh, hi.
Do you see me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
No, I can't. I can't. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, but you can't see me over here? I'm on the phone. I'm the guy on the phone.
You are inside your store?
Yeah, yep, yep. I'm the one you're always looking at.
I can't see you.
Okay, well, anyway, I want you to stop looking over here all the time and stop giving me those snake eyes. Because, like, I'm just over here trying to do my job, and you're just always looking over here, just looking at me.
Who you are?
This is Chad. And it's you. I know it's you, Lindsay. You keep, like, just looking over here and giving me snake eyes. And
I'm sorry, but I have no idea what you're talking about. I never look to the Uber me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do all the time. You're always looking over here. Every time I look up from my work, you're just, like, over there staring at me. You're giving me those eyes.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, this is Lindsay, right?
No, that's not Lindsay. That's Lydian. I'm sorry.
Same thing. It's a dumb L name.
Can you just repeat what you talking to me about?
Well, I know it's you because I can see you on the phone, and you're the one that's always looking over here at me. You're just always staring. I don't know if you have a crush on me or if you hate me. Just please stop. Come on. I'm trying to do my job. Please, Lydia. Hello?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Hey.
Oh, she put someone else on the phone. So now I should call Urban Outfitters. Oh, cool. I can click on the map and it gives me the phone number. Oh, this is perfect. I can just go through the mall and call every single store in it. Level by... I can do the upper level and then the lower level. This is great. This is amazing. So now I've clicked on Urban Outfitters. I guess I'm just...
calling Urban Outfitters and first store location.
I'm going to do the exact same thing to this one. And if all goes well, Lydia and whoever I talk to next will come out and have a fist fight with
each. Thanks for calling Urban Outfitters. How may I help you?
Hey, who's this?
Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine. Yeah, you're the one. Like, so I'm over here at American Eagle Outfitters. Do you see me?
No.
Okay, I'm the one on the phone. See me?
No, I don't see you.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Like, every time, I'm just over here trying to do my job, and I keep looking up, and you are always over there just looking at me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what your problem is.
Yeah.
You're giving me snake eyes.
Yeah.
Like, we're not supposed to be competitors, really. You know, we should just be able to coexist,
yeah.
like, you know, mature business people, retail people.
Yeah, I get it.
Can you just kind of stop, you know? I shouldn't have to feel intimidated just to work here. Hello? Yeah, I totally agree, Jim Bob. Jasmine, that's a stripper name. That's like her secondary job. I thought she hung up, but it hasn't hung up. Okay, there it goes. Wow, I love this map thing. Thanks, Slug Powder. And you know what? These people are going to answer. They'll definitely answer. So next is Athleta. I didn't say Alexa. I said Athleta. God damn it, Alexa. I don't know what Athleta is. It doesn't really tell me what it is. I don't know what Urban Outfitters is either. Is that like the same type of store? Is this like a whole wing of just, I don't know. What is it? Sportswear or something? What's Athleta, everyone?
Thank you for calling Athleta. This is Ellen. I can help you.
Hey, Ellen, this is Steve Dave from the mall office.
Hi.
Hi. Someone in your store, it's a female, it might have been you, they went into the restroom and they did an upper decker.
A what?
Like over in the food court area, they did an upper decker in the restroom, and I just needed to let you know that we do know it was someone from your store and you can't be doing that.
How do you... okay.
So, was it you?
It wasn't me.
Okay.
We have a restroom in our store, so we typically just use that.
Well, is that why you went to the food court restroom to do the upper decker? Because that's disgusting, you know? Someone has to clean that up.
I'm not sure. I apologize. I don't know who did that. I know it wasn't me, but
Just so you know, like, this is the mall office. We have a voice stress analyzer hooked up to the line, and it's showing me right now that you're lying to me. So it's fine if you did it. Just can you not do it again, though?
Absolutely. You got it.
Okay, because, you know, it's just not cool, you know? Someone's got to clean that up.
Okay, I apologize.
It's gross.
How do you know that someone from my store was the one that did that?
Because the maintenance lady, like, followed you from the bathroom. They knew that you did it. They could hear you in there doing it. And she followed you. She saw that you had the uniform on and followed you back to the store.
We don't wear uniforms.
The name tag, though.
I'm not wearing a name tag.
The stupid hairstyle that people there wear. You know, whatever. She followed you to the store, okay?
Okay, I apologize.
Okay. Are you going to do it again?
I'm not going to do it again.
Okay, do you promise?
I promise.
Because, you know, you wouldn't do that if you had to clean it up. You don't do it in your own bathroom, I hope.
Nope.
Yep, you just go to other bathrooms and do it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. She's thanking me for the accusation. That's great. Echo. I mean, ECCO. What's an ECCO? Here, there's View Details. It's a leading global brand for high-quality footwear and premium leather goods, and it took me off of the map page. That sucks. Ah, crap. Now I got to zoom back in. And I don't know where I was. Oh, upper level. Okay, here we go. Got to make sure not to do that again. Premium footwear. What am I saying to the next person? Shoes from space. Space shoes. I don't know. Should I beam microwaves at their store from the Chinese government? They are on the upper level.
This is a great day at Echo. Carlos speaking. Can I help you?
Hey, Carlos. This is Roy from the mall office.
Hi.
Hey, I needed to let you know that the International Space Station, they're going to be beaming microwaves at your store for the next 3 hours as they pass overhead.
I'm sorry, what are they going to be doing again?
They're going to be beaming high-powered microwaves directly at your location. You know, like your store is kind of rectangle-shaped, kind of L-shaped.
Yeah.
They're going to be beaming microwaves at every inch of your store, like high-powered microwave beams.
And it's going to be really loud. I don't know what that is, really.
Okay, so like everything metal in your store, you know, like all the metal stuff, like shelving and electrical outlets and stuff like that, your cash register, it's going to resonate at a certain frequency. Basically, everything's going to start shrieking like it's dying.
Oh, and does it have to be done today?
Yeah, yep, it's going to start here in just a minute. It's for the Chinese government. It's like it's happening, like they're beaming them down from the International Space Station.
Got it.
And you know how they have Chinese people on the space station?
Yeah, yeah.
It's an experiment that they're doing. We've told them that they're allowed to. And they're only going to do it at your store. So if it gets to be too much, you might want to just step out of your store.
But why just in my store?
It's just, we figured it'd be, you know, we just wanted, your store was on the upper level and it's the right size and there's no air conditioning units in the way on that part of the roof. So it's just going to make everything in your store that's metal, it's going to start vibrating and shrieking like it's dying. It's going to sound like hell, basically.
That's crazy, but like, why we was informed this like a couple of minutes before they started, no way before, and then Saturday busy with customers inside.
Yeah, we figured you'd say no. Do you guys have like chocolate or anything in there? Chocolate candy bars? Three Musketeers?
I don't think so.
Okay, because anything chocolate is going to melt. Chocolate, like everything.
That doesn't sound very safe. I don't think I'm very comfortable with that.
Just candy bars.
I'll prefer to, if you contact my boss and see what she say.
Well, no, we can't stop it now. Like this is all set in motion. The International Space Station is approaching the horizon.
What's your name again?
My name is Roy. I'm with the mall office.
Okay, for the future, we really appreciate like some like heads up, like as I can like this. It's really not.
Well, they're probably not.
For how long are they gonna go?
About 3 hours. Only 3 hours. So not
only 3 hours.
Maybe 2.5. It just depends on the cloud cover and weather and stuff like that.
And what exactly they're gonna do? They're gonna like
You know, microwaves, waves. Microwaves, like
okay.
Like high-powered microwaves, like just beaming down, like, you know, like, and it's going to be, like, in the exact shape of your store, right on top of the roof.
What I don't understand, it's something such a big thing that it's going to be 3 hours that Echo Corporate didn't get any information about it to...
Oh, they would have said no. No, this is just a mall thing. This is just what us here at the mall, we're doing it. But, you know, they're paying us money to do it.
They pay you money to do it. That's what you're doing in my store.
Yeah, it's just, you know, your store is just in the right position.
And if I say no, that doesn't really matter.
Well, no, it's too late. Like, it's going to start any second. Everything metal is going to start vibrating and shrieking.
If we lose any business, we're going to have to talk about the rent for the day, correct?
I don't know about that. You'll have to talk to the mall office lady. She's not here on Saturday.
You guys didn't ask for permission, first of all, and that's like a very short notice.
Yeah, but it's going to be like, you'll probably get more business because people are going to be like, what's that noise? Like, it sounds like everything's shrieking, like it's dying in there.
No, that doesn't sound very cool. The days and times that we're going, man, that's not sounds good for business.
Well, you don't own the building.
All right, let me.
You don't own the building.
Let me call my boss and let her know.
Okay. Well, hey, you might want to post someone at the door and ask everyone to, like, if they have candy bars, not to bring them inside because they're going to melt in their pockets and make a mess.
That's a joke.
If they have sodas, do they have sodas? Do you have like liquids
in
there?
I'm sure they do.
Okay, you shouldn't let them bring sodas in the first place, because that's just good business. But sodas, they're going to start bubbling, like boiling.
Okay.
So, like, if you have any liquids in there, like, do you have a drink in there?
Coffee.
Can you look in it? Is it like, starting to bubble or boil or anything?
None that I can see, no.
Okay, do you happen to know what your sperm count is right now?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well,
how are you folks doing today? Right, I have a few people and I gotta go.
Okay.
I'll let my boss know, okay?
Can you put the customers on? We'll let them know. We'll help you out. We'll talk to the customers if you just put them on the phone.
I'm not gonna put my customers on the phone.
Why not?
No, I really gotta go. I have customers.
Okay, well, when everything starts shrieking like it's dying, you'll know it started
any particular shoes you folks looking
cover
for
your
today?
Balls.
Okay.
With your hands.
Okay. I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Wow, he believed all of that. That was kind of fun. Someone was telling me to say, like, all the shoes are going to start dancing by themselves. Cisco Kid wants me to say the shoelaces will start to ember. Next is a store called Lush. They're right across from Echo. Or, no, let's do the chocolate. Oh, the chocolate company. I kind of want to do the microwave thing at the chocolate company. Because, you know, all the chocolate's going to melt. Ceiling tiles will shake. I don't know. Should I really do this again? I'm not going to get another person.
Thanks for calling, Lynn. This is Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Hey there. This is Roy from the mall office here.
Yes.
And I needed to let you know, we've set up this deal with the International Space Station. You know that space station thing that's up in space? Can you hear me?
I'm not sure what to say.
Okay, no, I'm
Are
sorry.
You asking me if I know what a space station is?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know you. So we've set up a deal with them. They're going to be beaming microwaves down at your store. They're going to start here in just a minute. It's just going to be your store and Echo next door.
Yeah.
And it's going to make, it's just going to be high powered.
Is this like a joke or?
No, I wouldn't joke about something like this.
You're thinking this is funny?
No, it's not a joke, sir. This is Roy from the mall office.
What's your name?
You should go next door, talk to Echo. He knows it's not a joke.
Okay.
He knows.
So is that it? Is that you've had your time? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I wasn't finished, but if you're not going to listen, if you're just going to take this whole thing as a joke, then
why
should I even finish?
Pretty funny. Good stuff.
Thank you. I tried. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate this joke? One to ten.
I'd probably choose not to rate it, to be honest with you.
Ah, fuck. Okay, whatever.
I could tell you. I could tell you think you're funny, and that's fantastic, man. That's, you should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
You should be really proud of yourself.
I appreciate it. You know, I got to do something. I'm getting bored here in the security office.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
No,
well,
you're the man. You're the man.
I'm going to call Lush now. You should, like, look across the hall.
Can you see? I'll be looking, yeah.
Okay. Watch her pick up the phone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, I'll be looking, dude.
Okay, and watch how distressed they look.
Oh, great. Thanks. I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
The distressed look on their face will be their rating in the prank call.
You're a funny guy. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks, real funny honey, guy. Honey, baby, sweetie pie, bye.
Hey, can you tell me if this...
Jeez. We're calling Lush. The guy over at Lint Chocolate is watching Lush.
Thank you for calling Lush. Emily speaking. How can I help you today?
Hey, Emily. This is Steve Dave from the mall office.
Okay.
And I needed to let you know of a small problem. Not a problem, really. It's just an experiment. We're going to be... we've got this deal with the space company. They're going to be beaming microwaves down at your building, just at your store, for the next 3 hours. 2.5 to 3 hours.
What?
It's an experiment, some kind of a science thing. We signed up with them to make a little bit of extra money, and just for the next 2 or 3 hours, they're going to be beaming microwaves at your store.
Okay.
It's just going to be your store and the Echo store across the hall from you.
Okay.
Just your two stores.
So what does that mean for us?
If you have chocolate in there, you might notice it start to turn squishy. It won't melt exactly.
We have a lot of products that are not packaged. Like, we have unpackaged lotions that could be affected by that.
Oh, man. Okay.
That's not...
You got bath and beauty products, right?
Yeah, and we have things that literally will melt if the temperature drops at all.
Well, it's not a temperature drop, really. It's more like it's going to be just grabbing all of the molecules and all of the liquids and shaking them really fast. There's going to be a lot of friction.
Okay.
So it's not melting. It's not like...
We do have melting. What I'm saying is, like, we do have... they're called massage bars that do kind of emulate chocolate.
Oh.
And they even have... Some of them actually have chocolate. We have products that contain chocolate.
Well, it's too late to go back on this now. Like, they're beaming the microwaves down from a satellite in space. Like, high-powered microwave beams. Like, just...
Is this real life? Like, this sounds like...
Oh, no. Yeah, this is completely real.
This sounds like a fake.
It's going to be your store, Lint Chocolate, and Echo only.
How is Lint Chocolate going to deal with that? Their entire store is chocolate?
The main focus is on your store. They're just getting kind of like the outer ring of it. So we're having him move all of his chocolate from the front of the store, like, closer to the back.
Okay.
Could you take all of your products that you think might start to melt and put them in the back room? Because it's mostly focused at the front of the store.
I don't know why we're just hearing about this now on a Saturday when it's busy.
Linda was supposed to call you on Thursday, but I guess she didn't do it.
This is kind of crazy. Let me have you speak to my manager.
Okay. I should just do this to every store in the mall.
What? I don't know. Right now. Sorry, what's going on?
Oh, hey there. This is Roy from the mall office.
Yeah.
And they're doing this thing today. It's like a satellite in space. They're going to be beaming microwaves down at your store.
Okay.
And
what's the... What? That sounds like a science fiction movie. What's going on?
Oh, no, it's a real thing. It's just they're testing some sort of high-powered internet service, and they're just, like, beaming microwaves directly at your store and just out there in the hallway mostly. And I guess Lint Chocolate and Echo is going to be a little bit affected, but it's mostly concentrated right on your store.
Okay.
And it's just going to make certain metals just kind of vibrate and maybe make kind of a high-pitched whining noise.
Yeah.
And the fire suppression unit shouldn't go off. No, I mean, like, seriously, it's tuned not to go off. I'm saying that it's not going to go off. It's not, like, it absolutely will not go off.
Okay.
That's just, yeah. But yeah, it's just going to be for the next 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on what the cloud cover and everything is like, the weather. Okay. And it shouldn't be too much of a problem, but you might want to move some of your products into the back room since it's going to be concentrated on the front of the store.
Okay, so like kind of the doorway area?
Yeah, the doorway area. Or maybe okay. Like move it over, like ask Team Spirit if you can move it in front of their store, just set up a display in front of their store.
Okay, I don't know if we'll be able to do that. We can't really move our equipment around really easily, but I can make sure that we're like checking things and making sure that. Are we going to notice like a change in temperature or anything? Or
oh no, it's not temperature so much. It's more like it takes every molecule in the store and shakes it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Like a microwave oven in a way.
Yeah. Is there going to be any issue for any customers who might have like any medical equipment or a pacemaker?
Oh no. All that's going to be fine. If they have a soda with them, like, do you have a drink in there right now? If you look in the drink, you might notice it's starting.
I think people mostly have water.
Yeah. Water. Yeah. It's going to bubble. It's going to not boiling exactly, but it's going to start bubbling.
Okay. Can you just tell me if anything happens, I can fill in our corporate as well, like what this is and like why it's happening in front of our shop. And
it's some sort of a science thing. I didn't set this up.
I was going to say you sounded a little bit confused as well.
Yeah, I don't totally understand it myself. I'm reading the FAQ here on the International Space Station site.
Okay.
And they're saying like if they have fillings in their teeth, they're going to notice, they're going to make like a high-pitched, uncomfortable screeching sound.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, they might pick up like radios. It says on here they might pick up radio signals, like AM radio stations. So they might hear AM radio stations in their heads.
So is this something that the mall is doing, or just something that happens to be on this location?
It's the mall signed up for it. Like they're getting money for it.
Yeah.
So they're getting a bunch of money to help the scientists out.
Okay. I just want to warn you, there is a chance, like if anything happens, like it. Obviously, like if one or two things start getting warm or melty and we move them, it's fine. But if we do end up having to write off a lot of products, there's a chance that they will ask the mall for reimbursement for that, since it's not something that we were able to prepare for, really.
Well, you can ask.
Something that we signed up for.
You can ask.
So no, if anything does get damaged, we'll probably just have headquarters contact the mall office about it.
Are you on a cordless phone?
Are we what?
Are you on a cordless phone right now?
No, I'm on a landline.
Oh, okay, that's good, because it's going to affect cordless phones. You might not want to use your cordless phone. But I was going to ask if you could, like, you know, take your drink up to, like, near the front of the store and see if it starts boiling.
Okay. I mean, it sounds awesome. I just don't want it to, like, actually melt our product. So.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of stuff, and we don't really have a lot of places to put it. So.
Is the shelving in your store, is it metal?
No, we have very little metal in the shop.
Oh, that's probably why they picked your store, because like if there's a lot of metal, it just kind of all gets a lot of feedback on each other and everything starts shrieking like it's dying.
Okay.
Like makes a really loud shrieking sound like you're in hell or something.
That sounds amazing. Well, I'll look forward to that. And I know this isn't to do with you at all, but just if you can register a complaint for us for not knowing about this in advance, because this really seems like something that we should have been notified about and gotten feedback from our headquarters as to like how we could display things and stuff like that.
I'll leave a note with Linda, and I'll also let her know that you threatened to make them pay for things.
There you go. She sounded like pretty angry.
Yeah, it says there's a form. If you go to NASA.gov, you know the website, NASA.gov?
Yeah.
There's a form on there, and they'll apparently reimburse you for any losses.
Okay.
Because this is like a NASA thing.
I can just see me, like, sending a bill to NASA, being like, by the way, we had some massage bars melt. We need you to take care of that.
Yeah, well, you know, they do a lot of experiments, so I guess they get this a lot.
Yeah. All right, and what was your name?
My name is Roy from the mall office. Roy Gerbel.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for explaining everything to me.
Obviously,
I'll give you a call to follow up and like tell you if anything crazy does happen. My name's Erin, E-R-I-N.
Hey, Erin. Hey, it also says on here, like your cash register. Like, do you have a cash register or a computer?
Computers. Yeah, but they are attached to a drawer.
Yeah, the drawer. Like, it's going to start converting U.S. currencies to yen.
Oh.
Like, because of the microwaves, it's like a weird anomaly.
That sounds like an actual problem.
Yep. Yep. So if you notice, like, you know, if their bill comes up to, like, you know, 90 billion or whatever, just say, well, it's just yen.
So, I mean, it's not going to bill them.
Well, it's just going to convert it to yen, but
yeah,
it'll still
but
be
I mean, it's not going to, like, bill their credit card.
Yeah,
frankly.
We're in the U.S., so I think it'll just be fine.
Yeah.
It might, like, I don't think, maybe it'll mistake it for actual U.S. currency, but it says here it's just going to bill it to yen. Have you ever seen the movie Jumanji?
I have, yeah.
The one from the 90s?
Yeah, the original one.
Yeah, you know, like, where the Kristen Dunst, she pulls up the laser scanner and, like, pulls the trigger and scans his eyes?
Yeah.
Like, in the store right before they do the thing with those CO2 tanks?
So we're going to have Jumanji in the store?
No, no. So, no.
So how long do we actually... Because, I mean, that does sound like a much bigger problem if we're unable to ring up customers because of that.
I don't know. Maybe just get a shoebox and calculator. Not a solar calculator, though, because microwaves interfere with solar.
Good Lord. Are they going to have a problem with cell phones, too?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect to be able to use cell phones just for the next 2 or 3 hours. Has this started yet? Like, do you hear the high-pitched whine? Do you have fillings?
No. I do not have fillings, no. I don't hear anything or notice any specific problems that we're having.
Are there any customers in there I could talk to and I could ask them if they hear anything in their fillings?
There are a bunch of customers, probably like 20 people in the store.
Oh,
right
wow.
Now.
Look for an old one that doesn't look like they take care of themselves.
Hold on just a sec. I think everybody in here right now is under the age of 30.
Ah, one of those stores.
So, yeah, but we'll I'll ask some of the staff as well. So, listen, I'll give you a call back. I'm just going to notify my IT department as well.
Okay.
But we're going to let you know if anything happens. But just if you can, I know this isn't your fault at all, but this should not have happened. We shouldn't have been signed up for this, especially on a Saturday, if it's going to impact sales or product or customers. Like, this is... I want to say this in a really nice way because it's not your fault, but this is kind of unacceptable for them all too.
Yeah,
I've done this.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about this. Like, do you have male employees there?
Not currently. No,
okay,
nobody's
good.
In.
Good, good, good. I was just going to say, like, don't let anyone lay on their back if they're male.
Okay.
Because you know that exposes their genitals and sperm counts.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, if we started making employees infertile too, I think that would be another problem.
Yeah, but as long as they're standing upright, it'll mostly just hit their brain.
Okay. Okay. And I mean, it also sounds like something that, you know, the employees would want to know about and be able to opt out of. To send high-frequency microwaves into a store full of people doesn't seem like the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, Linda was supposed to call on Thursday. I don't know. She must have dropped the ball.
Yeah,
it's always
no, nobody called and notified us. And I mean, and still, too, like, it should have been something that should have been an optional.
Oh, my God, Aaron, I really have to pee, so I'm going to hang up.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
All right, bye. I was tired of listening to her. How did she believe that? Now I just want to do this for the entire show. I want to do nothing but tell mall people that we're beaming microwaves at them. And she didn't think anything of the whole Jumanji thing that was great. And she knew the scenes I was talking about. Okay, so next to her we've got Kiehl's. Kiehl's since 1851. At Kiehl's, our products are made utilizing the finest ingredients known to us and our unique formulations to assure a skin and hair body care. Customers, blah, blah, blah. I bet they used to put radon in their materials since 1851. Or what's that shit, the radioactive shit they used to put in skincare products? This company's probably killed so many people in the past. Okay, so chat room, what am I doing that does not involve microwave beams? I can't call a Hot Topic Jim Bob. I can't just, like, leave the area. I've got to... I'm just going around store by store, calling up everything. Oh, that's great. I regret jumping if there's a popcorn place. All the popcorn is going to pop. Okay, McScat wants me to say that Carrot Top is coming in. He needs some skincare products. Have you seen him lately? Holy shit.
Thank you for calling Kiehl's. This is Monica speaking.
Hey, Monica. This is Roy from the mall office.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
That's
what
good
can
to
I
hear.
Help you?
So Carrot Top is in the mall right now. You know the famous actor, comedian Carrot Top?
Oh, what's her name?
Renowned Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Do you know who Carrot Top is? He does a
no,
show.
No, I have no idea because I don't watch that, but I'm sure that my team knows.
Oh,
I can tell them.
Are you a manager?
I'm the assistant.
Ah.
The assistant manager.
It'd be better if we had someone who knew who Carrot Top was.
Okay.
Like, can you ask your employees real quick? Just like, do you know who Carrot Top is?
Yeah, hold on.
Because
okay.
We have to make sure, like, you got to at least pretend, because he's coming in your store. He's here just to come to your store.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, hold on, okay, let me ask you.
Okay. Carrot Top's practicing foreign languages. Everyone needs to speak German. That's what almost Henrik
says.
Yeah, he's coming. Go on. Like, he's coming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they sold the mall office. The people in the mall. They just want us to know. I really don't know who he is. So don't be surprised if I don't. Maybe if I see his face, I would know, but I don't.
This has been a prank.
So, no.
Someone thinks it's a prank.
And it's insane.
Yeah. So
he also, well,
his
body
definition is
crazy.
Okay. So he's coming in.
So he's really be careful.
Can you pull him up? I don't.
They're all excited.
So, well, that's it.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, so they know.
Okay, great, they know who he is. So, yeah, it's just you that,
yep.
like, doesn't know who Carrot Top is.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get with the times.
Yeah, well, maybe if I see his face, I know, but I don't know. I don't really keep up with stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out his face. He's really into skincare, though. He's down in the parking lot right now, though. He's getting ready to come up, and he's going to have a large entourage with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's going to have at least 50 people with him. Does your store hold? I know it's a small store. Does your store hold 50 people?
No.
man, is there
not
a lot
50
of
people?
Is there a lot of customers in there right now?
We have a couple. Yeah.
Okay, you may need to ask them all to leave because you know he doesn't want to be crowded for autographs and stuff.
Okay. All right.
Do you?
I would talk to my store manager because she is working with some of the customers, so
okay.
It's hard to like. Be like, oh, you know.
Do you?
But I let her know.
Do you or your employees speak German?
No.
He's a method actor. He's in a German movie right now. He's only speaking German, so you may.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Well, no, he speaks English, but it's just his thing. He's like trying to be Andy Kaufman or whatever. He just only speaks German right now.
Okay.
Just today, like today, he only speaks German. He's going to be
okay.
using like he does a lot of props.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be grabbing stuff off of the shelves and just making wacky jokes with him and throwing him over his shoulder like he doesn't care.
Yep.
He's basically going to come in there and just destroy the store.
Okay, well, thank you for letting us know because then I had to let them know, let everybody know.
Yeah, let them know he's going to come in. He's
okay.
going to come in and destroy the store. He's only going to speak German.
Yeah, that's going to be tough because none of us speak German.
Well, he'll probably pretend. I don't know. I don't get this guy. I don't understand it. I don't like him myself.
No, you don't?
Nope. don't tell him I said that, though, and pretend that
no,
you like
of course
him.
Not.
Pretend that, like, if he asks what your favorite movie is, say Chairman of the Board with starring Carrot Top from the 1990s, because that's his big movie. That's, like, what everyone knows him from.
Okay, I would definitely go and do some research right now.
Yeah, and maybe do some German to English translation stuff. Get that pulled up on your phone and ready.
Okay, all right, that sounds like a good idea.
Are there kids in the store?
Just one, but they're leaving.
Okay, well, he'll probably want the kid to sit on his lap. That's his thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but it's nothing weird. It's just he likes to have kids sit on his lap, and he pretends to be Santa Claus, but he'll be like a German
okay.
Santa Claus. I said it, Nikki D. Are you happy?
All right, we'd be aware.
Yeah, and do you take euros there?
Okay.
Do you take euros, like, as payment instead of English money?
No, we don't. We take credit cards.
Do you take Hawaiian money, Hawaiian credit cards?
I don't know. I don't really know if we do. We never had one.
Like Hawaiian
before,
currency?
But
like, what about Hawaiian just cash? Do you take Hawaiian cash?
Oh, cash? No. We only take U.S.
But what about Hawaiian cash?
Hawaiian cash? I don't think so, because we never even had any here before.
Yeah, but it's Hawaiian cash. It should work just as well as...
But Hawaiian cash is just still... I've never seen it before, so I don't really
yeah,
know.
Yeah, well, it basically looks exactly like U.S. English-American cash, because, you know, Hawaii is part of America.
Oh, then we must take it, then.
I would think.
Yeah, I just never seen one before. I thought they were all the same cash.
It is. Carrot Top does this thing where he punches holes in the wall. Do you have like drywall walls, or do you have like that wooden shelving stuff up? He's gonna punch. He's gonna try and punch holes in the wall. He's like a really buff guy.
He's not gonna punch the wall here.
Oh yeah, he will.
Yeah.
He absolutely will.
Well, I'm trying
will.
To make sure he's not going to.
Yeah, but he will. Like, he does what he wants. He's like really. Famous person, okay? So he's going to punch the walls. That's what he does. It's part of his act.
Okay.
So he will be punching walls. He will be destroying merchandise.
This is a joke. This sounds like a joke.
No, I wouldn't joke about this. This is Roy from the mall office, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should come up here.
No, I can't.
Talk to my store manager.
I've got
to
help with the security side of getting Carrot Top up there to your store without incident. And it looks like he's coming in the door right now. I got to get going. But just be prepared for an entourage of 50 people. There's going to be television cameras following him.
Okay. And wait, what's your name again?
This is Roy Gerbel. I'm from the mall office.
Okay. I don't remember hearing your name before. I thought it was just Scott.
Yep. Scott's doesn't work on Saturdays, but... Yep. He's on his way. He's coming in the door right now, so I've got to get him up there. So just get ready.
Right.
Get ready. Get everyone ready.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Oh, she was starting to get suspicious. You remember the Lindt chocolate guy that didn't believe anything I said? I want to just ask him if anyone looks distressed about microwave beams, because she was across from him too. Oh, come on! I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I need to ask questions, sir.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. How do you feel about suicide?
Don't be immature. Then that's not
How
cool.
How do you feel about that? Because all the stores have taken a poll, and we all agree that you should probably kill yourself.
No, not yet. I've got work to do.
Your parents must hate you, dude. Your parents obviously are
I've
very
got work to do.
You.
I need
You're
to ask you questions.
Shit,
stop making me feel bad
about
myself.
How about this? I'll let you ask me as many questions as you want.
All right.
If you promise to kill yourself.
Okay.
You promise?
Yeah.
Can you walk into my store and shake my hand? I'll let you ask as many questions as you
no,
want.
No, I'll do it while we're on the phone still.
But you just have to, like, jump off a bridge, and I just need to see it. Because it's going to make me feel so awesome.
How am I
going to
come
it.
In your store and jump off a bridge?
I don't know. Maybe you can jump off the space station and ride a microwave down. How about that?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, dude, doesn't it?
Okay, so listen.
So you're going to kill yourself, and you agree that you're, like, a piece of shit, right?
Look, did the people from Lush...
You agree that you really deserve to breathe the same oxygen as everyone else?
Did the people from Lush come
so
over?
Do you agree with that, yes or no?
Okay, so you're in Lindt chocolate, correct?
Do you agree with that, yes or no?
You're in Lindt chocolate,
oh,
and you're telling customers to kill themselves.
You questions. Oh, okay. Okay, have a good one, buddy.
Okay. I'm going to kill
so
myself.
So are we agreement?
Yes,
you're just going to end it, right?
I will end it right now.
Awesome. All right, thanks, man. Appreciate
I just had
it.
Some
have
questions.
Cool.
I don't know why you have to be like this. So that was Lindt Chocolate at the mall. Careful if you go in there. Holy shit. Oh, my God. I just wanted to ask him, like, what's it look like around there? I did tell Lush to go over and talk to him, so maybe he's talking to other people now. He probably pees in the chocolate. Okay, Team Spirit. I wish I could look at these stores. You know, I wish like there was a street view inside the mall. That's what Google needs to do. They need street view inside the mall. We're going to call Team Spirit. Anybody remember his name? Father John wants me to say that Kurt Cobain is coming in.
You have reached 7-8.
Get ready for that. So the place next to the chocolate place is not picking up their phone for some reason. They probably been told not to, maybe. Oh, I get it, because it's called Team Spirit. Okay.
Plankton, how can I help you today?
Hey, is this Banana Republic?
Yep, how can I help
you? Oh, it's Broski from Lindt Chocolate. I work here in the store. It's kind of connected to your store, you know?
Okay.
It's, you know, in the back, just that small corner. And, like, look, we can hear you through the wall. Do you think you could just keep it down a little bit?
What are you talking about?
You guys are being loud in there. And it's...
Who is this?
I'm from the Lindt Chocolate. It's around the corner on the other side of Team Spirit, but our walls are connected.
Okay.
So I can hear everything every day that's going on in there, and it's just like I'm just sick of it, you know.
I can't help you. You got to contact them all.
Well,
sorry.
Can you just be quieter?
We're running a retail store.
I know, but you're being loud about it. Why don't you calm the fuck down and, you know, use your inside voice?
Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Just be quieter. Lindt Chocolate away. All right. I don't know, maybe I should start just being more selective, because I'm not going to be on forever, you know? It's getting late. How long have I been on? I've been on for like an hour and 40 minutes now? That's crazy. Can't just sit here and do a show all day. Here's the Lego store. They got a Lego store, you guys.
Thank you for calling Lego. This is David. How may I help you?
Hey, David. This is Roy from the mall office.
Yeah.
And we've had several complaints now from customers saying that you need to pick up your goddamn toys. They keep stepping on your Legos.
Wow.
So do you think you could keep those off the floor?
Well, I mean, we go through and we sweep up every day. I'm kind of surprised that you would use that language.
Oh, no, it's not me. It's not me. I'm sorry. It's not me. It's the customers that are saying that. I'm just repeating what they said.
Well, right, and I mean, I can understand that, but I mean, you being the professional should probably have a little bit of a better tone of kind of transferring that information to us. But we go through, we sweep up everything, at pretty much about every 15 minutes, we go out there with a broom and sweep up anything that's kind of fallen on the floor that no one else is picking up as they're making the mess themselves. But
yeah, but it gets
yeah,
it
we
gets,
we go through and we it, do that every about every 15, 20 minutes.
It gets tracked out into the mall though, and like it ends up in other stores. They just want you to pick up your goddamn toys.
Well,
like maybe just
well, and once again, okay, you're from the mall. You're from mall management.
Yeah.
And you're using that language with me? That's,
it's
that's,
not
that's
me.
Kind of
it's
unacceptable.
Not me using the language. It's the customers. I'm repeating. I'm
well,
passing
right,
along
but again,
a message.
But again, and once again, though, I've explained to you that you repeating that is a bit offensive to me. Thank you, actually.
Okay, well, you know, you don't have to talk to me like that. I'm basically your boss. You're just like one of our tenants here, and you don't need to be like that to me. God
well,
damn it.
I feel like I'm actually being pretty nice, considering you're talking to me like that.
No, I'm not talking to you like that. I'm repeating what the customer said. Please pick up your goddamn toys, and like, because they're stepping on Legos, and you know what that's like. You step on Legos, it hurts your feet.
Yeah.
So you know, in your Lego store, you should know that. So maybe keep your goddamn toys picked up. You're the one making a mess.
And you said your name is Roy.
Yeah. I work under Scott.
Okay. Well, we'll do our best.
Okay. Well, have you been doing your best? Maybe you should do better than your best. Maybe you should hire someone else just to keep the goddamn toys picked up.
Are you sure you work for the mall?
Yeah, I'm quite sure, sir.
Okay. And you said your boss's name is Scott?
Well, I guess so. I mean, I work with Scott. I wouldn't call him my boss.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to pass a message along to our staff. Make sure that happens, and I'll make sure to reach out to Scott and have a conversation with him.
Okay.
All right.
He'll tell you the same thing, to pick up your goddamn toys.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he might even say it a little bit nicer, but
yeah, we'll see.
But
about
that's cool. I'll give him a call, and I'll.
Yeah, it's been like an ongoing problem ever since you guys have been here. And if you're going to talk to your employees, make sure you tell them to pick up their goddamn toys.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
You too, the same.
Mr. Attitude.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to call Lindt Chocolate back now. No, I'm kidding. He makes me feel bad about myself. I don't need that. You guys don't want me to kill myself. Hey, here's a Microsoft store. Like, do they have an Apple store? Like, I want to call on Sam with the Apple store and good job copying us. Yep, there's Apple store. They're just a little ways down the hall on the opposite end. call Lint Chocolate with my
Thank
voice
you for
machine.
Calling the Microsoft store.
That's tempting.
To help us to improve the quality of our products, services, and training, this call may be recorded or monitored, and information collected on this call may be transferred to other countries.
What?
You have an exciting new way to schedule appointments.
I'm just calling
Check
the
store
mall.
Hours, get technical support, and connect with store agents right from the screen of your smartphone. To get started, we'll need to send you a text message.
What the hell?
If you'd like us to send that text message,
I'm just trying to call the store.
Press
this is,
one.
This
Otherwise,
is a, this is just like a Microsoft product. Oh wait, what did she say? Hit zero.
Sorry, that wasn't one of the options. If you'd like us to send that text message to your smartphone, press 1. Otherwise, press 2.
2.
Okay. Let's continue to the main menu. For store hours and location information,
the Apple Store doesn't do this shit.
For questions before you buy or to purchase a product from Microsoft Store, press 2. To schedule or change an in-store appointment, press 3. To check on a repair or service order, press 4. For technical support, press 5.
I can't just talk to the store. I'm, like, connected to...
I didn't get that.
Wow, okay. Never mind. You win, Microsoft. Let's see how easy it is to call the Apple Store.
Thanks for calling Apple. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Watch them be even worse.
I'm an automated system that can handle complete sentences. How can I help you today?
Talk to a representative inside the store so I can ask about a product that's in there. I just want to talk to an employee, not a system thingy. Please, thank you.
I can transfer you to a specialist.
It
but
worked.
To make sure I route your call correctly, please tell me the reason for your call.
Return something.
Okay. Please tell me if you're calling about a purchase made in the
Holy
store
shit.
Or through the online store on Apple.com.
In the store.
Please hold while I transfer you to someone who can help with your return questions.
Good afternoon. For calling Apple, this is Sandra. How can I help you?
Hey, Sandra. Is this the Apple in the mall?
This is actually the Apple online store, but I'm affiliated with all of the Apple stores. How can I help you?
You're the what store?
The Apple online store.
Oh, the online store. I just wanted to talk to the store in the mall. What the hell? I can't just call and talk to the mall?
Okay, what's going on, sir?
I want to talk to the mall. I want to talk to the people in the mall.
Okay. In order for me to get you transferred, I need to know what's going on so I can get you transferred.
So, okay, I work at the Victoria's Secret that's directly across from the Apple store. I'm here in the mall, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this really cute girl that works at the counter, and I want to talk to her. So can you transfer me to the... It's not that funny. She's not totally out of my league. I think I have a shot.
No, I don't work in the store, so I wouldn't even know who you're talking to. But you know what? That just caught me out of surprise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. I dialed the number, though. I dialed the local mall store number.
Yes. What happens is when you call the store, you get routed to one of us.
Yeah,
and,
that's lame.
I'll transfer you over to the store.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So you can ask for that cute employee, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
It's taking long enough. I can't believe she did it. It's probably not going to work. It's going to be the automated system. Oh, hello?
Hi there. How are you?
Hey, cutie. This is Steve over at the Microsoft store. You know, down the hall a little bit.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I wanted to let you know we've had record sales today, and we noticed that your store is pretty empty, so I think it's obvious who's going to be here in another couple years and who's not going to be.
I'm sorry?
We've had record sales this week. Like, today, we've just been swamped. here at the Microsoft store. You know, we're across the hall from you, but like down a little ways.
Yeah.
We're our business is doing good, but we noticed that yours is kind of like lagging. Like there's not a lot of people in there hanging out, looking at things.
Are you talking about customers?
Yeah, customers. Yeah, have you forgotten what a customer is? Huh?
We're pretty busy.
Yeah, but not as busy as us. I mean, we've been swamped. We've sold so much shit today, and you guys probably haven't sold much at all. So I think it's clear who the winner is here.
Didn't know it was a competition.
Oh, it kind of is. It always has been. Microsoft versus Apple. And I'd say Microsoft is winning.
What is your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
Okay.
And you know what? I like my friend thinks that you're cute, but I'm like, nope, I would never ask the enemy out, so I'm not even going to ask you out.
Right.
Not interested. Sorry.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't know if you guys work on commission. I do, though. You're probably poor, though, since your business is failing.
Right.
So, you know, Microsoft forever. Do you use Apple products or do you use Microsoft products, like in your personal life?
Apple.
Yep. You may want to start upgrading everything to Microsoft, because I doubt Apple's going to be around much longer.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
What do you think about, like, maybe jumping ship and joining our team over here? We pay better and we have more sales. More sales than Apple. And our products don't suck.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, not really. But you didn't answer the question. Like, you know, I can bring an application over if you want. I'll bring one over. You can fill it out. I'll bring it back to my manager.
I'm okay. Thank you, though.
Okay. But, I mean, isn't it depressing to work there? It's like you hardly ever have any customers or anything, and nobody buys Apple anymore.
Okay.
That wasn't a okay question. It's like, you know, like yes or no, or...
That didn't seem like a question to me.
It was a question. It's like, isn't it depressing to work over there? Like, nobody shops at Apple anymore. I bet you don't even use Bing whenever you search for something online. You don't use Bing.com because you're just so out of touch, you Apple people. Everybody uses Bing now.
Uses Bing, but okay.
Everybody uses Bing. Hey, what's that noise I keep hearing in the background? It sounds like something from the 90s. Is that one of your iPhones?
Anything else, Roy?
Bing is king. That's what everyone says. Bing is king. That's what Johnny Lemon says, anyway. You should install the Bing app on your crapple iPhone. Is there someone else there I could talk to?
In regards to what?
I don't know, to berate them?
No.
All right. How come it sounds so quiet over there? I thought you were really busy.
Because I'm in the back.
Yep, a likely excuse. It seems like I'd still hear the customers, even if you're in the
back. Right.
It's not that big of a store.
Okay, well, Roy, I'm glad that you... are doing well. I'm going to go.
Thank you.
I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too. I'll have a better weekend than you because my sales have been awesome. And I know they're going to... It would have been funnier to do it the other way around. Talk to the Microsoft store. Yell at them for copying our business model. Oh yeah, someone in the chat room said that Steve Jobs could kick Bill Gates' ass, but I forgot to say that. Oh, well. I hope the lady that transferred me sat there and listened to the whole thing. That'd be funny. All right, what's next? Bath and Body Works? Hey, I hear they have walkie-talkies.
Thank you for calling Bath & Body Works. Our store hours are Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. To speak with the next available associate, please press 0.
Adolf,
one moment, please.
Adolf Nippler says we're on the front page of Mixlr. Isn't that cool? Because we have 4,000 hearts. Thanks, everyone, for hearting the show. I'm going to heart it myself. We still only have 112 listeners, so...
Good afternoon, Bath & Body Works. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Bath & Body Works.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, are you guys using the walkie-talkies there for the employees?
I know a couple people are.
Okay, because we noticed that the thingies aren't coming through. We're not hearing the walkie-talkie chatter stuff.
Okay.
Buzzwords, I don't know. Like, do you have one there? With you?
If you want to hold on, I can give you to Maria.
Okay, yeah, any employee, really, that has a walkie-talkie, that would work.
All right, thank you.
So, quick chat room, what should she say into the walkie-talkies? Transmissions, that's the word, green imp. I didn't know what to say. We're going to do test phrases. I mean, it probably won't work, but we're going to try. The NRA is changing the name to Bloodbath and Body Works. The old man required an ample amount of pressure.
Ray speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Ray. This is Roy from the corporate office with Bath & Body Works.
How you doing?
Pretty good. We're just having a problem with the walkie-talkies. We weren't picking them up on this end here at the corporate office. Like, are you guys using them today?
Yeah, we use them. We have access to them.
Okay. Do you have one there with you?
Yep.
Could you just transmit a quick test phrase or something? Just like, I don't know, say the soap has been dropped. That's one of the standard test phrases. If you could say that into the walkie-talkie and see if anyone hears it.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay. I think he's suspicious and I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. He's probably calling Scott down at the mall office. Yeah, we got that guy on the phone. Just like he said he would. The douche went swoosh in the cooch. Hobos and jerks love Bath & Body Works. That's catchy. Now I want to call up Bath & Body Works and have them do the new slogans. It's bukkake time. I don't think he's going to come back. I think he's running to the mall office with his cordless phone. Scott! We got him! I think I may just hang up.
Do you have an extension number?
No. I'm calling from the corporate office.
We need to call you back, then.
What for?
Because we need to call you back.
Don't you trust me?
No, I don't, so...
Why not? What makes you not trust me? What did I say that fucked it up? All right. I knew it. He was off, like, doing something. Shit. Okay, the walking company. I agree with some people in the chat room that says I really need to use the hold music. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. But, okay, so what kind of situation could I cause to need that music? That's more of a thing that I would use with a customer than a store place. I should have told that guy, yeah, let me get my supervisor. Here's Portrait Simple. Here's JC Smoothies. Love Sack. Here's a place called Love Sack. It's a furniture store, I guess. Unique patented furniture products, including the company's original foam-filled sacks. Modular sectional furniture concepts.
Portrait Simple, this is Selena speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Selena. This is Roy from the mall office.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Did Linda talk to you yet about the incident?
Which incident? What incident?
Well, I think she wants to talk to you personally because she knows that you were personally involved in it. Can I put you on hold and get Linda?
Sure.
Okay. Just hold on just 1 minute, please.
Sure.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet.
whatever you ask it to. Nice pussy, top notch best pussy, Aquafina wet pussy, Louis Gucci Prada, yeah, you know I got that fresh pussy. He love the way you...
Hello, this is Linda. Can I help you?
Hi, Linda. I was told that you wanted to reach out to me. My name's Helena. I'm the manager of Portrait Simple.
Oh, hi, Helena. Oh, you wanted to talk to Judy. Let me get Judy on the phone.
Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Tight pussy, right pussy. Fuck me all night, pussy. Make you leave your wife, pussy. Cause this what you like, pussy. Light down on your pipe, pussy. Ride your like.
This is Willie. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Helena from Portrait Simple, and I was told you guys were wanting to speak to me. I'm the manager at Portrait Simple.
Oh, you want Judy then, right? Did you want Judy?
I don't know. You guys just called me.
Oh, you got the wrong department. Here, let me transfer you over to Judy.
Okay,
into Judy's office. Okay, here we go.
And then I speak pussy. Fucking so good, I'm moving in next week, pussy. Tricking off the kick, the pussy. Beat it like the beat, pussy. So fresh and so clean, I got that in TV. My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good,
pussy. This is Judy, can I help you?
Hi, I had a call that you guys wanted to speak to me. I was just called. My name's Helena. I'm the manager of Portrait Simple.
Oh, that's...
Hello?
Hi.
I can't really hear you.
Yeah, I'm really... Hold on.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello. This is about the incident.
I still can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Oh, this is about the incident that you were involved in with the phone calls and the mall security and everything and Carrot Top and the microwave beams from space, you know?
I'm sorry, I don't know about any incident.
Okay, fine, I'll get Roy. Let me get Roy on the phone, just a minute.
Pussy okay, good, thank you. Pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. First pussy, sweet pussy, eat it up for dinner, pussy. Got that deep pussy, turn a saint into a sinner, pussy. I got that pussy, platinum plaque pussy. Put it in the Hall of Fame, I got that classic pussy. I got that boss pussy, that shot caller pussy. When we fuck it, feel like you ain't got no problems, pussy.
This is Roy.
Hi, Roy. My name's Helena. Calling. You guys call me. I'm the manager of Portrait Simple.
Oh, yeah. You were supposed to talk to, who was it? Carol or something? Something with a C. I forget now.
Well, I don't even know what this is about, to be honest.
Oh, who'd you talk to?
You guys called me.
Oh, I thought you talked to someone else, though. Like, they transferred you over to me?
Yeah, because I couldn't really hear them.
Oh, why couldn't you hear them?
There was, like, some static on the line.
Oh, was it Carol? Carol just talks like she has kind of a chipmunk voice. Sometimes the high level of her voice, it's hard for people to hear.
I could hear some of it, but there was a lot of static.
I see. Okay, yep. I could transfer you back over to Carol.
Sure, that's fine.
Was it Carol?
The bunnies are over there.
The bunnies? Sorry, what?
Someone's asking me a question.
Oh, who was it? Was it an employee or a customer?
Oh, it's a customer.
Yep. That's exactly what we heard. That's probably... Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, let me get Carol just a minute, please.
Pussy, kill a nigga, rock the pussy. 10s, 20s, 50s, got that $100 bill. Make a nigga cheat pussy. Nut and then I cheat pussy. Fucking so good, I'm moving in next week, pussy. Tricking off the kick, the pussy. Beat it like the beat, pussy. So fresh and so clean, I got that in TV. My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat.
This is Roy.
Hi, Roy. It's still Helena.
Oh, hey, Helena. What'd you call me for?
I didn't. You guys called me about some incident.
Oh, no. My phone rang. Were you playing some kind of obscene music at us? That was weird.
No, that's just the music that's been playing whenever you guys go on hold.
Oh, what does the music say?
Something about sweet or good enough to eat. I have not been paying attention to it.
Oh, like you didn't? That's all you heard is sweet and good enough to eat? What else did it say? What other?
I couldn't hear it. I was like, what is this song? And I was just like, okay.
Was it too loud or something?
No, it wasn't that loud.
Let me try and get the optimal listening volume. Can you hear it now?
Yeah, that's it.
no clue what it's saying.
I think it's saying my pussy good, my pussy sweet, pussy.
Yeah, that might be that. I would say probably you might want to change that song.
Oh, no. This is catchy. I've never heard this before. Eat it up for dinner, pussy. Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is awesome. Who sings this? I've never heard this.
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to look this up online.
Okay.
Make you leave your wife, pussy. That's what she said. That's an awesome line. That hits close to home for me.
Right, so,
finger licking pussy. Oh my. What?
I still need to know about the incident that you guys were calling me about.
Oh yeah, I can put Carol on the phone.
Yes, please.
Okay, just a minute, please.
No photo printed is $25. It's usually a minimum of 50.
Hello, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Just hold on one second. You do have to book an appointment.
Okay, so how do I do that?
I can book it with you in just a second, or you can give us a call. It's on the back of the brochure. Hi, Carol. Sorry, you guys were calling me about some incident. I'm the manager of Portrait Simple.
Oh, no, the incident. That's with Amber Combry and Fritch. That's not you. No, that's not you. What are you talking about?
Okay, I was so confused. I was like, what incident?
Yeah, it's all cool. You're cool.
Okay, thank cool. you.
Hey, what's your name?
Helena.
Helena. My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good.
Oh, got that. All right, thank you.
Pussy good. All right,
bye,
Helena. Bye.
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 She just didn't care. That's the problem. We need to call, like, the Christian bookstore or something. That's what we need to do. That was bizarre. Man, Brookstone. You guys, I gotta get going. Like, I have shit to do today. Let's see, the Cheesecake Factory. Sprint Store. Okay, let's go back to the upper level. Pottery Barn. What's Pottery Barn? Expertly crafted home furnishings and decor. Decor, sorry. Classic furniture, bedding, accessories. Okay, that sounds boring. Oh, and the next door, Pottery Barn Kids. I should try one more time, though, shouldn't I? Just one more transfer thing. Like, Pottery Barn Kids, that seems like the kind of place that wouldn't want to hear my pussy good, pussy sweet, make you leave your wife pussy.
Thanks for calling Pottery Barn Kids. This is Mariel. How can I help you?
Hey, Mariel. This is Maria from the mall office.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Has Linda talked to you yet about the incident?
No, she has not. What's going on?
She probably wants to tell you herself. Can I put you on hold and I'll put Linda on the phone?
Yes, of course.
I'll ring over to Linda's office here in the mall office.
Okay.
Okay, just a minute, please.
Sure.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative. My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Fuck me all night, pussy. Make you leave your wife, pussy. Cause this what you like, pussy. Light down on your pipe, pussy. Ride you like a bike, pussy. It do whatever you ask it to. Night, pussy. Top notch, bitch, pussy. Aquafina wet, pussy. Louis Gucci.
Hello, this is Steve Dave. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Mariel from Pottery Barn Kids. I was put on hold by the mall office.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm here in the I'm here in the janitor closet. Did you want to talk to Linda or something?
Yes, please.
Okay, can I put you on hold? I got to transfer the call to Linda's office.
Yes, of course.
Okay, just a minute, please.
Thanks.
that crew. Pussy, pussy, snap back. Feel like it's brand new. Pussy, fuck that other pussy. Cause this gotcha hook. Pussy, 1 minute man. I wish a nigga would. Pussy, can't leave the pussy. He'll follow me to the moon. Pussy, serve it to your nine. You can eat it with a spoon. Pussy, got that good. Gotcha calling out the work. Pussy, fuck you like I'm hooded on a dick. And twerk, pussy.
Hello, this is Brad. Can I help you?
Hi, I was placed on hold to speak to Linda.
Oh, Linda. Linda's in the mall office. I'm here at the information desk.
Yeah, they've been transferring me to different offices saying that it was for Linda's office, but...
Oh, yeah, Linda's probably the person you want to talk to. Is this regarding the incident or something?
I don't even know what kind of incident it is.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Is it, like, involved, like, you and the Lego store and that all that stuff that happened earlier, I guess?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I could transfer you over to Linda's extension if you'd like.
That's what I've been, like, two people already have tried to transfer me over to her.
Oh, why'd you?
Yeah, and like,
why'd you call me then?
No, I didn't. Somebody called me. Her name is Maria, and then she said she was going to transfer me to Linda. Somebody picked up the phone from janitor office, and they said they were going to transfer me to Linda, and now you picked up.
Oh, I see. did the phone ring, or did you just hear the hold music?
I've been hearing hold music.
Was it the easy listening hold music? I'm not sure which system they transferred you through.
That's weird.
Which song was it?
First from Maria.
Which song then, was it on the hold system?
It's like some hip hop.
Hip hop?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can transfer you over to Linda's office if you'd like.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Ride you like a bike, pussy. It do whatever you ask it to. Nice, pussy. Top-notch, best, pussy. Aquafina, wet, pussy. Louis Gucci, Prada. Yeah, you know I got that fresh pussy. He love the way it feel, pussy. Kill a nigga, bop the pussy. T's, 20, 50's, got that $100 bill, pussy. Make a nigga cheat, pussy. Nut and then I cheat, pussy. Fucking so slow.
Damn it, I was gonna be a robot next. I was gonna be like security robot at your surface. Damn it.
She hung up on me. Is she still there? Yeah, she's gone. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. You're on the air. East of the Rockies. Hello, North Carolina. You're on the air. Okay, so... thanks to North Carolina.
Bye-bye.
I'm ending the show.
I love you, KDK.
Okay. North Carolina was afraid to talk to me. Should I make one more call before we quit for the day to... I kind of want to call the... not the O-Bag. The chocolate place. Hold on, I got to change my number.
Hello. I had to turn way, like, a little bit too low
when
the last time I did this.
Hello.
Oh, that's weird. Hello. Okay, hello. Test. Do I sound corporate-y? I'm sure I do. Let's see if he breathes heavy at me. This is Lint Chocolate.
Thank you for calling Lint. Emily speaking. How can I care for you today?
Hi, Emily. This is Maria from the corporate office with Lint Chocolate.
Hi.
Is there a male working there?
Yes.
There's some guy, I guess he was telling customers to kill himself. Do you know anything about this?
We were getting prank phone calls.
Well, even if it's a prank caller, he can't be telling people to kill themselves. That's not cool.
Did you want to speak to him?
Yeah, who is it? What's his name?
Mike,
do you have his phone number, like his personal phone number?
He's right next to me.
Okay, yeah, if I could just talk to Mike.
Yep,
Hi, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael, this is Maria from the Lint Chocolate Corporate Office.
And who is it?
We understand you've been making prank calls and telling people to kill themselves.
I'm sorry, who is this again?
This is Maria from the corporate office with Lint Chocolate.
Maria who?
No, not Maria who.
Oh, what's your last name then?
Jurbel.
What is it?
Jurbel. Listen here, motherfucker.
You can't take me
telling people to kill themselves and breathing heavy on the phone when people call in. Did you hang up on me? Well, shit. I think he was
nervous at first, but then he quickly noticed that I was full of shit again. I just cannot win with Mike over at Lint Chocolate. He always gets one over on me. Damn it, Mike. So I've been doing 2 hours. I know the first hour was just a bunch of bullshit with people not answering and people like teachers living at their school or whatever. Sorry about that, but we had fun at the mall. Thank you once again, Slug Powder, for sending the mall numbers in. And the other guy, Pyro, thanks for those teacher numbers. I'm sure I can do something with those in the future. They just didn't work for what I wanted to do today, I guess. Since I didn't understand their living situations, that was weird. I'm sorry, Henrik, for stealing 2 hours of your time. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll put this up on the feed sometime soon, maybe this weekend or something. I don't know.
Oh, who's a good boy? Are you a good boy?
You are listening to Roy on the Snowplow Show.
Still stepping in that dog shit every day.
Hey, Brad, it's Battle Boner, and I'm wondering whatever happened to that, the prank star talking clock thing.
That old thing.
Developed by Hijinx Labs. I remember that. Anyway, what the Whatever. Fuck happened to it? I can't find it.
I developed that fucking thing.
And, I used to.
I made it all by myself. And then PCN took it over for a while, but then they just deleted it from their site. I don't know why. Fucking PCN. And then Hijinx asked if they could take it over. I think they completely redid the code so it didn't suck. Because my code sucks. I don't know how to code shit. And as far as I know, it's on their website. I heard somebody referring to it recently. Is it hijinx.xyz, maybe?
Like having that background noise. Whatever. Thanks, Brad. Tell me. I'm sure you told me by now. Thanks, Brad. I appreciate that. Bye.
You're welcome. No, there's no hijinx.xyz. Is it hijinx pranks? God, I don't know. Figure out where the hijinx website is. I don't see a URL on there. Oh, wait. No. There it is. Hijinx.fun. Man, you damn millennials and your damn crazy top-level domain names. No, there's nothing on that site. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere. If it still exists, you shouldn't have thanked me, Battle Boner, because I have no information for you. I don't know what happened to that clock. I had a really good clip for it the other night, too. I think it was on a hobosode. I forget what I was saying to her. I think it was one of those Craigslist Arkansas numbers that I did on a hobosode. And the lady's like, and you're calling me at 2:29 in the morning? Or something like that. Or was it a guy? I'm sure if you look in the comments, Palindrome will be around telling everyone where the clock is located. If it still exists.
Hey, Brad. This is Chupacabra. Just hey. Wanted to let you know that my wife was prank calling last night and had a great time doing it. She's inspired by you. We laugh at your show all the time.
Wait, did I play this already?
Bring a lot of joy to us because we just find it great quality.
Didn't I yell at your wife?
Entertainment. She calls it doing God's work, shaking people up a little bit. Aww. But anyway, she had a good one.
I'm sure God would feel the same way.
11 last night and told him that she got herpes off of the Slurpee machine, the herpes Slurpee. So she was putting her mouth on it, herpes just getting Slurpee. Free pulls, and she thinks it gave her herpes. And boy, it had people pretty paranoid that maybe they were going to get it too. So didn't know if that's something you could work into one of your bits, but I thought it was pretty good. Anyways, later.
I know. I always think it's funny to create medical panics. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing could go wrong with that.
Hey, Brad.
LOL.
Slop tight.
Okay.
I just wanted to call in and say the shows have just been fantastic recently. The frequency of them has been incredible. Great thing to look forward to afterwards.
It's because of the hobosode, the Patreon supporter, whatever, people. They're supporting the show, making me do extra shows.
Also, the other day I was looking through some of the comments in one of your videos and I saw a comment by Ryan Jardina.
Uh-oh.
I thought, hey, I recognize that name. And I clicked on his YouTube account and he has this video. It's like, I don't know. It's old. Several years old. It's like at like 60 views or something.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I can tell, he is a grown man. And it's a video of him riding in circles in a tiny train made for children.
That sounds amazing.
Inside of a mall somewhere. And as far as I can tell, he's the only person in it. People are pointing at him and stuff. It's hilarious. You should go ahead and link that in the show notes on your next show.
Okay.
It's good stuff, you know. It's worth taking a look at.
I don't know where it is.
We'll see you later.
Ryan Jardina, post a link in the YouTube comments or whatever, if you don't mind. I don't mean to order you around. I mean, I know you're my supervisor and everything, but apparently more people need to see a grown man riding around on a train. Who wouldn't want to see that?
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Why is it that you really don't like burping? Like,
oh, excuse
why?
Me.
What's,
sorry.
What's the deal out. There, man? I don't understand. Like,
I got triggered. You said burping, and it just happened.
You really got a thing about burping. By the way, guys, if you really want to piss him off, leave burping in the voicemails.
Yeah,
bye.
Everybody do that, because I'll totally play those. I don't know. I'm just not a fan of listening to people burp on their shows. It doesn't really trigger me as much as I pretend it does. I don't really care what people do on their shows. But really, who wants to hear that? It's not a big deal. I've burped on plenty of shows.
Hey,
Corbin guy.
Hey, it's Corbin guy. Hey, Ruprecht. Yay! That was good. That was funny.
What was
know?
Good? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he
really
did the
in rehab. Yay! But yay! You know,
oh come on, rehab's fun.
Laugh. Yeah, that's awesome, and you suck ass. All right,
ooh,
I love you.
Me or
bye.
Ruprecht? Yeah, Ruprecht did those hang up the phone calls with my voice. And speaking of that, I think that's what he did. Is that what Corbin guy is talking about? It must be. But somebody else sent me some more of that stuff, and you are about to be treated to, I don't know, it's like a good 10 minutes or something. I don't know if I'll play the entire thing. But I kind of skimmed through it, and it is kind of amusing, I guess. It's from someone named Sickle Sal. He says, "Hey, Roy, this is Sickle Sal. My buddy Ruprecht the Monkey Boy sent you the one that I made a while back, and I see you played it in episode 441. Attached is a file that contains a dozen more calls I made using this soundboard, and I need to link to the soundboard again in the show notes. I will do that once again. I'm going to do that right now, because nobody can do this without the soundboard." The soundboard is definitely an important part of this. He says, "I edited them for time and separated them with a short tone. Some are better than others." Well, why didn't you leave the shitty ones out? Oh, and look at this. He sent me a link to where the soundboard is, just in case I'd forgotten where it was again, like last time. But yep, that is in the show notes. I'm going to play a few of these hang up the phone calls, and then we'll finish up with the voicemails. Let's see if this is any good.
Hello?
Hang up the phone.
You hang up the phone.
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
Fuck you, dick.
Hang up the motherfucking phone.
You're an idiot.
You're editing out all the comedic pauses. You're taking all your pauses out.
You stupid dick face.
Cocksucker.
He's responding way too fast.
Hello?
Comedic pauses are very important, Sickle Sal.
Hang up the phone.
What do you mean, hang up the phone?
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
Who are you talking to?
Hang it up. I said hang up the phone.
Who is this?
You know who I am.
No, I don't know who you are.
Hang up the motherfucking phone.
Awesome.
Who are you speaking to me like that?
Listen, goddammit. Hang up your phone.
I don't have to hang up my phone, motherfucker. You're
Whoa.
Not talking to me like that on my phone.
Yes. I'm calling your number.
I know
I'm not
you
hanging
are.
Up shit.
They're calling me a motherfucker.
Hang the phone up.
Wow. She hung it up.
What's up?
Hang up the phone.
What?
I told you. Hang up the phone.
Suck my dick, fool.
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
You fucking faggot.
You stupid dick face.
Yo mama.
Just hang up the goddamn phone.
Suck a dick.
Listen, goddammit. Hang up your phone.
Suck a dick.
Hang it up. I told you. Hang up the phone.
Gobble these nuts.
Hang up the motherfucking phone.
You got me
gobble
there.
Gobble these nuts like your mama be gobbling them.
You stupid dick face.
Gobble these dick.
You better hang it up. You'll hang it up eventually.
Hello?
Hang up the phone.
I like how he separates the calls with a tone, but then there's a ring. Wouldn't the ring be the tone to separate it with?
You don't come to my house and tell me what to do.
Listen, goddammit, hang up your phone.
I'm not going to hang up my phone till I decide to.
Whoa.
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
What a feisty
you know,
old lady.
You are such low life. I would be ashamed if I were you to feel like I called somebody's house and talked to them like that.
She's arguing
you
with the recording.
Low life.
That's the best part.
Hang up the goddamn phone. Just hang up the phone. And
old people always have their TVs blaring in the background. There's a tone and then
hang
another
up the
tone.
Phone.
Hang up the phone for what?
Because I said so.
Hang up for what?
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
Who the fuck is it?
I told you, hang up the phone.
No, I ain't gonna hang up the phone. I'm gonna hold on to see who the hell this stupid motherfucker is.
Don't worry about who I am.
Why are you calling my number with this shit?
Just hang up the goddamn phone.
You hang up, idiot.
No, you need to hang up the phone, you stupid dick face. You'll hang it up eventually.
Hey, he hung it up.
Hello?
Hang up the phone.
Who is this?
I don't know who the fuck you are. Just hang up the phone. I dare you.
Jeff, look, somebody called to hang up the phone. I ain't hang up the phone. They just called.
And I will not hang up the phone. Was,
and they said who
she's tattling on me.
I ain't hung up the phone yet. They're still on the phone.
Hello?
Hang up the phone.
Who is this?
Don't worry about who I am.
Whatever.
Hang up the
Where
fucking phone, motherfucker.
Where you at?
Hang up the motherfucking phone.
See, we need an app. Someone needs to make like an Android app that has this whole soundboard on it, and it lets you call the people and play the soundboard at them so they can hear it, and it records their voice. That's what we need. Or we just need to code some sort of an Asterix Linny type thing with these clips. That could work out. I'm just going to play one or two more.
Hello?
Hang up the phone.
What are you telling me to hang up my phone for? What are you doing just calling on?
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
Hello?
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
You hang your phone up, you son of a bitch.
I dare you.
What?
Just hang up the goddamn phone.
You hang yours up.
I told you, hang up the phone.
You hang yours up.
No, you hang up the phone.
Hey, why are you calling this phone telling me to hang up my phone?
You stupid dick face. I told you, hang up the phone.
I know what kind of person you are.
I hope you don't ever hang up the phone.
That's great. Okay, one more. Just one more.
Jimmy Johns.
Hang up the phone.
Do what?
Hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone.
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
Why is that?
Because I said so.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Just hang up the goddamn phone.
No.
You stupid dick face.
Why, thank you. If you wanted me to hang it up, why'd you call me?
I told you, hang up the phone.
No.
Listen, goddammit, hang up your phone.
No. I got all night, buddy. We can play this all night long.
Here we go.
I told you, hang up the phone.
No. You called me assuming, you know, hey, you want to talk. Come on, buddy, let's talk.
Hang it up.
Why are you going to call me tell me to hang up the damn phone?
Well, why don't you hang it up then?
Because I'm still intrigued on why the hell you called me.
Just hang up the phone and this will all be over.
Well, like I said, I got all night there, buddy. So if you want somebody hanging up,
you
can hang it up yourself.
I'm not hanging up shit.
Then why the fuck did you call me?
You stupid dick face.
Why, thank you.
I hope you don't ever hang up the phone.
I hope I don't either. Because I ain't got shit else to do.
Hello?
Hang up the phone.
Who's this?
Just don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
Well, you called me.
Listen, goddammit.
Is this still Jimmy Johns?
Don't cuss at me. I'm a lady.
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
Look, bitch. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
She doesn't sound like a lady all of a sudden.
Straight.
I don't know who the fuck you are. Just hang up the phone.
Why?
Listen, goddammit. Hang up your phone.
Why? You hang up yours.
No, you hang up the phone.
Why should I?
Because I said to.
That don't mean anything to me.
I don't care. Just hang up the phone.
Why? Like, you called me for a reason. I want to know what you have to say.
Quit asking questions and hang up.
Nope.
Put the phone down.
Nope.
Or I'll hang it up for you.
Release the line.
Okay.
Hang up then.
No, you hang up the phone.
Hey, he said he'd hang up for you. I'm
going
to see how the hell he's
going to
hang up for you.
Okay, look. I'm really not sure why you called. But if you didn't want to talk, then why did you?
Hey, it's none of your business.
Is this really a Jimmy John's?
I don't think so.
Hey, you want me to get a trace on that number?
You'll hang it up eventually.
Yeah, but I'm a pretty persistent person.
Well, why don't you hang it up then?
I just told you I'm a persistent person. So where are you from?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
But I want to know more about you.
Quit asking questions and hang up.
I want to know more, though. You called. Like, let's have a conversation.
Don't worry about it. Just hang up your phone.
Now I'm bored. This is boring.
Can you at least tell me what company you work with?
Just hang up the phone and this will all be over.
Why can't you just explain to me, like, what you're trying to sell or whatever this is?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up.
No. Like, I get that you're trying to make money and whatever, but, like, come on now.
Where'd she get that from?
We shoot motherfuckers.
Shut up, Brian.
You guys better hang up.
Why? Like I said, you called for a reason. You called because you wanted to sell something, so sell me on it.
I said hang up the phone.
Hello? Is anybody there? Mommy, nobody's on the phone.
What?
Mister?
What's happening?
Yes.
Who are you?
Don't worry about who I am.
Okay.
Fucking Ryan. It's Ryan.
I don't want to hang up, though. Hey, buddy, you still there?
I'm not playing around.
Okay, well, then why did you call me?
I dare you.
You dare me to hang up the phone?
Yes.
Yeah, that might work on a child, but I'm not a child, so... I mean, like, I just want to know, like, why you called and why you're so persistent on me hanging up the phone.
Don't worry about it. Just hang up your phone.
No, because I feel like if I do hang up the phone, then it's going to be game over and you win and I don't like losing, so...
The phone's not a toy.
You're right.
You want to talk to this man on the phone, too.
Just hang up the phone and this will all be over.
I didn't know this was going to be a long one.
I hope you don't ever hang up the phone.
Don't plan on it. I can sit here all night.
Do it.
Okay. We're cooking steak for supper. You want us to throw one up there for you too?
Yeah.
How do you like yours?
Rare, well, medium rare.
I don't think this is really Jimmy John's.
I mean, if you want it straight off the cat, that's fine.
I am having my doubts.
Rare, medium rare.
You big dumb retard.
I take that as an offensive word. How would you like it if you had a child that was mentally disabled and someone called your kid retarded?
Here we go.
You'll hang it up eventually.
Well,
she hung up. I win.
Okay. All right. So I'm done. I'm going to stop playing those. I thought I was going to stop like 3 minutes ago, but that one was incredibly long. Maybe I'll come back to that email on a future show and finish those up because there wasn't much time left.
I'm holding my phone upside down, but I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener, and my name's Kat Astrophy, and goddamn, you're fucking awesome.
Aww.
And I fucking love your show.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And it looks like she left one more message. It's very short.
I know. Such a goddamn hobo. Anyways, so I apparently held my phone upside down, and yeah, just wanted to say again, your show is awesome. And
thanks
I'm
again.
Retarded, so hey, have fun.
I take offense at
love
that
you.
Word.
Bye.
What if you had a special needs child and someone said retarded to you? Weren't you listening to that call before? Cat-tastic.
Roy, this is Will the Mechanic.
Hey, Will.
Long time listener.
That's nice.
Second time caller.
Okay.
Formerly known as Will G.
Okay, I'm going to write this down.
I wanted to let you know, Mary. Your show, I hear all the voicemails of people talking about how your show has changed their lives and this and that.
Yeah, what's wrong with those people?
They're fucking correct, man. It has a little aspect of humor to an otherwise gloomy day. Well, keep up the good
work. I try.
Cap Dad.
Today's live show sure brightened up my day. I didn't get as much done as I planned because I ended up being on the air for 2 hours. And then I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just going to edit the whole thing and put it up on the feed. But it sure was fun. Okay, so that was the last voicemail, I guess. Unless we want to listen to this other one by Corbin Guy. Nah, I'm just going to delete that one. He left like 4 voicemails on Wednesday. Who's he think he is? So, goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Matt Z, for sponsoring today's episode. Please support the show at patreon.com/phonelosers. Supporting the show helps me pay my legal bills and restitution that was caused by this show. So you guys totally owe me, you know. If I get this up within the next couple hours, don't forget to listen to Dwight. He usually comes on Saturday nights around 7 p.m. Pacific time. Dwight shows are usually pretty fun, so be listening to that on prankcallnation.com. And that's all. Bye, everyone. Let's play some Bone Cage to get out of here.
Oh, shit. What to say when I lose my keys?
Oh, shit.
What to scream when I'm stung by bees?
Oh, shit.
When I break a statue's penis like Chomp from the Goonies says?
Oh, shit. What?
What a yell when I stub my toe.
Oh shit.
How I feel when the weekend's over.
Oh shit.
When I'm stuck in the Fratelli's basement like Chunk from the Goonies says.
Oh shit, what?
Shuffle like Chunk from the Goonies says.
Oh shit, what?
When I'm hungry and I got no food, then I stumble on a baby Ruth.
Oh shit.
And I find a pine of rocky road. It's like Chunk from the Goonies says.
Oh shit, what?
I'm just a chunk in a world that won't love me.
Oh shit.
Hawaiian shirts and a best friend named Slum.
Oh shit, what?
Trapped in a basement with evil Fratelli.
Oh,
my
shit what?
I'm high as a sock.